The last speakers of probably half of the world's languages are alive today. As they grow old and die, their voices will fall silent. Their children and grandchildren will gradually lose the opportunity to learn their traditional language. In addition, it is a fact that most of the world's languages have never been written down anywhere or scientifically described. So we do not even know exactly what we will lose. For science, for humanity, for posterity. When all those languages die, an immense system of human knowledge, assembled over thousands of years by countless minds, is gradually disappearing. In the year 2001, at least 6,912 distinct human languages were spoken worldwide. Many linguists now predict that by the year 2101, only about half of these languages will still be spoken. How do we know this? It is unavoidable. It will be the result of hard demographic facts and the passage of time. The problem also has a very human face. And we will take a closer look at the lives, experiences, and opinions of last speakers. In 2005, 204 languages had speaker communities, numbering fewer than 10 people. An additional 344 languages had between 10 and 99 speakers. The 548 languages with fewer than 99 speakers make up nearly one-tenth of the world's languages. And all are faced with almost certain disappearance. Even larger languages, such as Navajo, with nearly 150,000 speakers, may find themselves in danger, which suggests that population size alone is no guarantee of security. What does it feel like to speak a language with 10 or fewer speakers? For people like Vasha Gabov of Siberia, who at age 54 is the youngest fluent speaker of his native Oz language, it means to feel isolated and to rarely have an opportunity to speak one's native language. It means to be nearly invisible, surrounded by speakers of another dominant language who do not understand yours. Speakers in this situation tend to forget words, idioms, and grammatical rules, due to lack of practice. When asked to speak, for example, they struggle to find words. Oss is now spoken by fewer than 30 individuals. And it is the daily household language of just a single family. All other speakers reside in households where Russian is used for most conversations. In this situation, shared by speakers of small languages worldwide, it becomes hard to be heard, hard not to be forgotten, hard not to become invisible.